Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwang Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs, with Yiwang Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine.
As always, we have an exciting show to showcase for you and share with you, but we want you to know that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And by that, we mean after a while, you will not need our treatment either. And we do that by connecting your body and your spirit back together. Which becomes disconnected from stress, emotional stress, anger, frustration, as well as...
Yeah, the Chinese found out that the living part of us come from our spirit, and the energy is called qi. It goes into the body, controls circulation, goes through your everywhere, and provide the energy for function. So with stress, diet, chemicals, drugs, prescription drugs, they all separate, cause blockages of this energy, qi, going to the different organs. And then you have functional disorder that cause the symptoms. Western diagnosis are all symptoms. It doesn't matter what you call it. As soon as you clear the mind-body blockages, your body's health will restore and your symptom will disappear.
The blockages, like I said before, are caused from emotional stress usually. Stress, frustration, anger, sorrow, grief, even too much happiness can cause blockages.
Mm-hmm.
And also from eating wrong, the foods we have nowadays don't have life in them anymore. We have genetically modified organisms. We have people on a plethora of medication, which also blocks the meridians and separates your spirit from your body. And this is what causes your physical symptoms.
And the drugs, the prescription drug you get from the doctor, actually exacerbate. It doesn't matter what it does to the symptom. It can improve the symptom, but your health is ruined. Drugs harm the liver. Liver deal with anger. So you become more easily angry, more impatient, and then the kidney had to excrete it, so your kidney become weaker, and you have anxiety because kidney deal with fear. So drugs actually not good for you, even if you fix your cholesterol, fix your high blood pressure,
right,
fix your high blood sugar.
So we're talking about for chronic disorders. I mean, if you need to take a Sudafed when you have a cold one time, you know, you actually need to control the symptoms so that your body can heal itself, you know. But for long term, for diabetes, for cholesterol, for high blood pressure, those are the things that you don't want to take for a long time, because in the long run, actually, it will make you worse, even if your numbers, quote unquote, look better. And when you come to see us, we can explain all of these things to you, because people are misled by, oh, my cholesterol numbers are low now. But if you're taking the medication for it, you still have high cholesterol. It doesn't matter if your numbers are lower. We had with us last week an exciting show. We had Jackie with us, who came to us after her husband came to see us after a motorcycle accident. He was very fortunate. He did not get more badly hurt than he did. He didn't break any bones, but he had a very swollen ankle and foot that did not, the swelling would not come down for 5 weeks. He could not work. And after three treatments, he was back to work. No pain. And the swelling actually went down after the first treatment. She then came to see us because she had a lot of stress from her husband not working, severe left side, right sided pain, pain in her back and her neck. And after the first treatment, actually, she was better within 2 days. And she only comes very sporadically, when she has stress. We also had with us Stephanie and Gordon, husband and wife team. Stephanie has been suffering from over 10 years of pain, diagnosed with a syrinx, a cyst in her spine. And she was given epidurals, injections. She had CT myelogram done, MRIs, EMGs, and nothing really gave her significant relief until she came to see us. After her first treatment, she walked out of the office with no pain at all. And she's had about 5 to 6 treatments in the past 2 months, and she is back to work. She would be lying in bed all day from the pain and crying because she had a lot of emotional issues that needed to be released, which was released with the treatment. We also heard from her husband, Gordon, who really suffered more from severe anxiety and under a lot of stressful situation, and also with a little bit of ADHD and just couldn't really focus and was just very anxious, way more anxious than Stephanie was with his first treatment. And he's only had one treatment with Dr. Tong, and really his improvement is really significant and profound. And he is really, he was very skeptical at first, but a believer. And we also treated Riley, their son, who also, he's 13, also suffered from ADHD, just couldn't focus, couldn't concentrate, was getting poor grades, has only had 2 treatments now, and is more relaxed, more confident, more calm. Only 2 treatments. And with a kid, you can't really give a lot of shots because, you know, it's painful, but really he has,
But he's not afraid of the shot anymore. The second time he was asked to come back.
He was asking to come back.
And so he's trying to convince his dad that the needles don't hurt that much.
Right. So really significant improvements with this family. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com.
And the message, okay, to give you guys is that when you get a mental disorder that the psychiatrist label ADHD, bipolar, depression, and whatever, those disorder cannot be verified with blood tests. It's only up to what the psychiatrist said, and you do not have to take drugs. Our treatment is just as effective. One treatment turn you around.
And actually the medication for these emotional and psychiatric problems is actually even more detrimental than taking it
exactly.
For the cholesterol and high blood pressure, because you're seeing all these shootings now. People are very unstable on these medications, can cause even homicidal, suicidal ideations. And so this is why you're seeing this prevalent in the news every night now. It's actually quite
scary. The medication separate your soul, your real entity from the body.
Right.
Remember Federico? And he was forgetful, and they gave him Seroquel and Amanda, and Fred become a different person. He gets up at night and trying to find somebody behind the sofa, go to his daughter's room, open the window, and so forth. And he just doesn't know what's going on, and that's all caused by medication.
Right.
Yeah.
And actually, he has been on a medication for his Parkinson's, which we actually fixed within the first few treatments.
First treatment, yeah. He had 10 years of Parkinson symptoms so bad that he kicked his wife when he sleep, and he could not hold a glass, cut his meat because his hands shake so much. But after the very first treatment, he was so calm. He didn't kick his wife anymore. He's much more calm. Just one treatment.
So the issue is they kept him on the Meropex for this Parkinson's, and so I told her to get it off because one of the side effects is hallucinations. So finally, when I told Izella, his wife, that she was a believer. Please don't get brainwashed by your physicians on these medications, because really, he was taking it for 10 years. So, of course, he's going to get these side effects.
Yeah, almost every gunman that do the mass shooting were on some kind of psychotropic mind-altering drugs. And that's the cause. And when doctors say, address mental problem to solve this problem.
You can't address it with medication.
No, not with medication. That's exactly the wrong thing to do.
So let's get to our first guest.
Okay.
I'd like to welcome our first guest today, Paul. Welcome, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
Good, yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. Give us a little background, where you're from, what you do, and how you came about to see Dr. Tong.
Well, I injured myself in the early 70s, a back injury, and I had I tried to treat it conservatively for a while. That was what the doctors told me. Kind of get off your feet, rest, then go back to work. But it never did heal itself. And then I had laminectomy, a back surgery by a neurosurgeon. And that was sort of a failed surgery. It cut down on some of the pain, but I couldn't move around like I used to. And eventually the pain started coming back. He had cut out a portion of my disc, my lowest disc. I think it was L5. I'm not really sure. But anyway, over the years, the disc above that disc going up towards my cervical area, approximately every 2 years, they would bulge out, and I'd have to go in for another procedure. I chose not to take a laminectomy. I had what they called a percutaneous. What they do is they take a big, kind of looks like a crochet needle with a vacuum on the end of it, and suck out the disc that's protruding into the spinal column. And that relieves the pressure, and that was good for about 2 years. I had four of those.
Oh, you had four of them done?
Yeah.
In 2 years? In a 2 year span?
No. Every 2 years, I had. It seemed like they were good for about 2 years, and then the disc above it would herniate, kind of, and then I'd have to go in for that thing.
So you had it done on four different discs?
Yeah, four different discs.
Wow. Okay.
And if you ever look at one of my MRIs, you'll see that the bottom disc is kind of out, and then it looks like it's clipped going up towards my neck or cervical area.
Now, so eventually the pain came back then?
Yes. So approximately every 2 years, the disc above it would herniate.
Okay.
Now, after the procedure, did you have pain relief, real pain relief or not?
After the procedure, pretty much, but I was in such dire pain going in there that it seemed like it was a relief, but it was a lot better. I'll have to say but it didn't last very long.
Right. And and what was this procedure called again?
It's called a percutaneous
discectomy.
Yes.
Discectomy. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what they call it. And it was not real invasive. First time I had it done was in a hospital. The second time he did it in his office. He had a office that had a part that he would do these procedures with.
Actually, the procedure should be called torture.
Yeah.
And some of our patients complain that we torture them, okay? Look at the Western people. They use electroconvulsive shocks you, and then they use big, huge needles. We don't do that with acupuncture.
Yeah.
So, now tell us, you've only had one treatment now?
I've had one treatment, yes.
Okay. And how did you hear about us?
I heard your show on the radio.
Okay, all right.
For how long?
I heard it a while back, but I wrote down your name and number, and I didn't do anything because I was involved kind of giving my own therapy in the pool and seeing a physical therapist.
Mm-hmm. But now, did that help at all?
Yes, but my back was getting worse, mm-hmm. and one of the doctors told me it's going to get worse before it gets better. So I went to see orthopedic to have my spine fused, I guess, braced, or I, I can't recall the technical term for it. But anyway, what they do is they put some screws in there and try to brace it up, because I had no disc in my bottom part of my back.
So they screw you up.
Well, that's probably, I never had it done, but that was his diagnosis. And there was nothing really to brace it on. All the discs prior to that were all kind of disintegrating.
Rotting.
So he told me he couldn't really do anything. And so I remembered your show, and I gave you a call, and that's how the whole thing came about.
So you didn't want to get any more foreign bodies put into your body.
They cannot do it because their bone is so terrible.
Right.
They cannot screw anything together.
Yeah, it would make it worse.
Yeah, he told me he couldn't do anything, and I was kind of at the end of my road there.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, how did you do after the first treatment?
I'm doing good now. I'm doing pretty good.
How much pain you still have? How much pain you have after the treatment?
After the treatment, I was kind of sore a little bit from...
From the injection, okay. How about your original back pain?
Oh, today it's really decreased quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Today's the best day I've had. I only had the procedure a few days ago.
Yeah, you had it on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, so the soreness caused some of the pain still remain. But now the soreness, I told you, use a lot of heat. When you get rid of the soreness, okay,
mm-hmm.
then your pain now is a lot better. And
yes,
next week, after your second treatment, you will be so much better.
Wonderful.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Here's the point, okay? The cause of your back problem is reduction of circulation. You don't have enough circulation to the bone, to the spine, to the muscle. Okay, mm-hmm. So you do surgery, try to fix the structure, but
mm-hmm.
never fix the circulation problem. Then the disc will degenerate one above, one after another one, and you can keep doing the discectomy, and you never fix the real problem. Now, with one treatment, no MRI, no myogram, no nothing invasive, no test, I make you better.
You did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only one treatment is amazing. And no medication, right? Nothing.
No.
Did you give him any herb, Dr. Elaine?
Did you get herbs?
No, I was going to get some next time I saw you.
Okay.
Oh, so when you get the second treatment from Dr. Elaine and she'll give you some herbs,
right.
And
you'll
be even
better.
You'll be better. Almost like a guarantee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The combination of the herbs with the treatment is very, very effective.
Yeah, the herb provide the kidney qi that mm-hmm. necessary to drive the circulation.
And then when we open that, it
to
makes
the
it
bone.
Even, right.
Okay, so your back will become much stronger.
Oh, good. Well, it feels great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
It's the best I felt in a long time, I have to say
that. Since 1970s. Okay. That's like
that's
30 years.
No, that's 40 years.
40 years of suffering.
Okay.
I had to quit my job because I couldn't stand up.
Terrible.
Get around very much. But now I don't want to go back to work, but I could.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, you should. Part-time, yes.
Wonderful. Well, Paul, thank you so much for sharing with us after just only one treatment. We really appreciate it, and our listeners appreciate it, too.
Okay.
And we will follow up with you, and I'll see you next week.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. I'd like to welcome our next guest with us, Lori. Welcome, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to our show, and thank you for taking the time to join us today and share your story.
No problem.
Give us a little background, where you're from, what you do, and how you came about to see Dr. Tong.
I live in Orange County in Fountain Valley area,
mm-hmm.
and I had worked in a retail customer service, and one of my customers that came in daily, I watched him improve from bent over, barely able to walk, to straight up, young, vibrant man again, and I had back pain in my lower back that had kept me from moving freely, and I just never really believed in taking medications, and so I decided to go and see what this guy had experienced that had helped him so much.
Oh, so he was one of our patients.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's how I came to
Wonderful.
Find out about you.
That's a great way to find out, because you see it before your very own eyes.
Maybe he was an actor. You're trying to that we hire to get you to see us.
So how so how long did you have the back pain for?
Round about 10 years, I'd been living with it gradually getting worse and worse.
Okay. And what were your disabilities because of it?
It was painful for me to wake up in the mornings and get moving and just sometimes standing too long or walking too long would cause me pain.
Okay. And then also I remember recalling one of our girls saying you had a hard time lifting your arms up.
Yes, the pain was moving up from my lower back into my middle back area, and it was becoming hard for me to lift my arms up and to bend over and do things. And since I've been to see you, I wake up pain-free. I'm able to move around. My arms go completely over my head, no problem.
Wow.
You know, we just interviewed the patient that came with you the same day, Paul. Now, he also have incredible results. So how much you had only one treatment, correct?
Only one treatment. This is day three.
Day three, okay. So what happened what happened after the first treatment? I mean, after the treatment, yeah, how much pain you have?
Right immediately after the treatment, I could tell I was able to move, no problems. I had a little bit of tenderness that evening. I took a hot bath and went to bed, and then when I woke up in the morning, I could still tell the great difference. There was just a little bit of soreness left over, but that was gone. Today, I'm up moving, no problem, no soreness.
Wonderful.
Yeah, the soreness.
And the hot baths, that was all I had to do to help relieve the pain.
Right.
And later on, you don't need to take the hot bath either. There won't be any soreness.
With
from the shots.
Yeah, the first treatment usually is most intensive, and so you will get a little sore from the shots, but after a while.
Yeah, it was.
Right.
That was nothing compared to the pain I was experiencing before.
Right.
Did you have any disability before from the pain or no?
No, I've not ever had any great disability from my pain. It was just everyday life. It was just getting out and walking and doing things around the house. It was just hard for me because of the pain. Every day it was a little more of a struggle to get up and do my normal activities.
Mm-hmm. But now,
I'm up. I'm cleaning my house, no problem. I'm out walking, riding my bikes, no problem.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah,
it's good to be pain-free. So you're taking Dr. Lane's herb too, correct? Or no?
Oh, yes. I'm taking my medications, my herbs every day, and I'm feeling great.
Mm. And energy is good?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
The herbs help
you. Back to myself.
Yeah, back to yourself. That's exactly what we're trying to do to you, to put your mind and body together. Yeah, so.
My chi, right.
And only one treatment. That's amazing. So we'll see you soon then, yes?
Yes, I'm definitely going to come back and continue my treatment and continue my herbs. I'm feeling great about this.
Yeah, your voice even sounds lighter. You just sound more energetic, and we really notice a difference.
Yeah, next time Dr. Elaine will treat you, and the more treatment you get, the more healthy you get, and the more stress you can take, the more junk food, you know, if you actually take it, yeah.
And eventually you won't even need the treatment very often. Just come in for a tune-up once in a while. So, yeah but after one
Sounds
treatment,
great.
Already such a great improvement. We're very happy.
Yeah, so
thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, thank
bye-bye.
You, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. If you're just joining us, you missed two great cases, two patients who've only had one treatment but significant relief after many years of suffering. Paul first, who suffered for over 40 years of pain, went through percutaneous discectomies 4 times in a span of 8 years, but the pain just came back. After his first treatment, he is feeling better than he has in 40 years. 40 years, it's a long time. It's like a lifetime.
Just like one treatment.
One treatment.
And no test, no MRI, no CAT scan, no blood test, and just one treatment.
We also had Lori with us, who also had only one treatment. She found out about us through just a customer coming through her store, and she saw through the weeks that he was starting out hunched over and was able to walk straight again and decided to come try our treatment. She has only had one treatment as well, and her pain has significantly reduced. She
had many years of pain.
Ten years of pain, right.
Painful all the time, and now she wakes up with no pain.
And was not even able to lift her arms over her head, and now she can do it easily after the first treatment. Give us a call again, 714-556-8664. Again, 714-556-8664. Just to go over again a little bit what we talked about earlier, just about the harm of drugs, and especially psychotropic drugs. Really, chronic drug use is never good, especially for a chronic problem, because you're not fixing the problem. For diabetes, cholesterol, high blood pressure, if you're taking medication for it, that means you're not really fixing the problem, because when you stop taking it, if your symptoms come back, that means the underlying cause is not fixed. But more importantly, the psychotropic drugs are even more detrimental.
Yeah, in fact, the mind-altering drugs are the cause of one of the cause of the mass shooting. Almost
right.
Daily that it's a big
factor.
Yeah, daily we hear news about somebody shooting somebody to resolve a dispute.
Yeah.
Okay, and the mass shooting, you have Columbine, Tucson, Newtown, Fort Hood, okay, and all these people. Why only in the United States? Why we did not have it 50 years ago? And nobody seems to know. They say about arming the school. Fort Hood, everybody was armed.
Yeah.
It did not prevent the shooting. Okay? Gun control. We already have gun control.
Right.
In 1994, there was a ban on assault weapons. So we already have gun control.
It didn't work. It's getting worse.
Yeah. And Thomas Sowell put out a very good article showing that wherever the time and space we have, places we have gun control, we have more murder. Okay, so more gun control is just a political show. It's not going to solve a problem. I'll tell you two factors were very important. One is the fact that United States have been too aggressive in wars. Just like an angry person, all the cells are angry.
But yeah. More importantly, I think it is that people are over-medicated for emotional issues.
Not only over-medicated, okay? The last 50 years, we see special interests lobby to different laws. Okay, they are detrimental to the health of the country. Like GMO, that need to be labeled, vaccine. Everybody know you can vaccinate a teenager without parental consent. And all these kind of things that harm the health of the person. The less healthy you are, the more susceptible you are to mind-altering drugs.
So we just want our listeners to be aware of that and just be very informed. Read everything before you take action on anything.
Yes.
Okay, have a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBRIGHT AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.